This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've come in our study of Psalm 1 to where we can consider what to anticipate in the God-blessed life. When we're careful to avoid allowing worldly influences to push us into the mindset of the world, and to acquire the delightful experiential knowledge of God's Word, we are ready to experience God's blessing. Listen to the description of God's blessing in Psalm 1:3. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. And as if that's not enough, note verse 6, for the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. Your life will be like a fruitful, attractive tree. Picture it, planted by the rich soil of a fresh water stream. It has roots going deep to be nourished by the water and the rich soil. Fruit in the Bible refers to both character and influence. Listen to the character that will be evident in the God-blessed life as described in Galatians 5:22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In John 15:16, Jesus promises the fruit of influence he chose us to produce. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. It is interesting to note that in John 15:7 and 8, there is the same connection between God's Word being active in you and bearing fruit. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Fruitfulness is implicit in a God-blessed life.